Welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm so delighted to be introducing you all to the number one tool that we use at Relate Higher to create successful, thriving relationships across our life. And that is the Conscious Relationship Container. Now, so far on the podcast, in our first series, we've been introducing you to conscious relationships. This is because the first pillar to the Relate Higher framework for creating successful, thriving, fulfilling, and satisfying relationships across your life is that you enter into conscious relationship with the people that you're in relationship with. That's whether it's your romantic partner, your friends, your family, or your professional colleagues. Now, in the first series, we've taken you through the principles of a conscious relationship. And now you know that a conscious relationship is a relationship that is approached from love rather than your default fear-based conditioning. It is one that is approached with awareness rather than a lack of awareness or no awareness of yourself, of the other person you're relating with, and of the relationship itself. And finally, it is a relationship that is approached with intention, which means you and the other person or people in the relationship all know why you're in that relationship, and you have very clear intentions and agreements to each other that allow both of you or all of you to know what you're focused on creating together. This is what sets you up for success to create the thriving, successful relationships that you desire. It allows you to be in control of every aspect of a relationship that is in your control. Because, of course, there are so many aspects to a relationship that you are not in control of because you're relating with another human being and they are responsible for their end of the relationship. So when we approach a relationship consciously, we're setting ourselves up for success so that we are aware of and conscious of all of the pieces that we do have in our control. And not only that, we go a step further where we invite the other person in to also bringing their consciousness to the relationship that we're creating. So the question then becomes, well, this sounds really lovely, but how in reality, when we're out in the world relating with other people, do we actually practically apply this? And that is where the Conscious Relationship Container comes in. The Conscious Relationship Container gives you a clear step-by-step process that you and the other person can both use to, first of all, step into conscious relationship together, and that's whether you're starting a new relationship or whether you're in an existing relationship right now that you want to nurture or improve in some way. So the Conscious Relationship Container becomes the structure and the process for stepping into conscious relationship together. So that means you need to know how to open up a relationship into a conscious relationship. So you need to know how to start it in a very specific way. Then you need to know how to show up throughout the relationship so that you are practicing a conscious relationship. And you also need to know how to practically use specific tools that allow you and the other person or the people that you're in relationship with to move from that default unconscious way of relating together into consciousness in the day-to-day of your relationship. You need to know what that even looks like, and that's what these conscious relationship tools will give you. So this is why we created the Conscious Relationship Container. It teaches you a clear way to start any relationship, whether it's a new one or an existing one, so that you step into conscious relationship together. Secondly, it teaches you a very specific process to not only start the relationship in a conscious way, but also to continue the relationship in a conscious way. You will learn very specific processes and tools that you will use together to be in conscious relationships so that you're approaching the relationship from love with an expanded awareness and with intention. And thirdly, you will learn specific conscious relationship tools that you will have in your tool belt so that when you're out in the day-to-day relating with the other people in your life, you will be able to use these tools so that you're showing up and dealing with the situation or the interaction together consciously. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're in a relationship right now that you want to use the conscious relationship process with, or whether you're not in one now but you're thinking of creating one. No matter where you are in the relationship cycle, across all of your relationships, it's really important that you understand what it looks like in practice to be in conscious relationship, and I'll tell you why. Well, if you're in a relationship that you want to improve, or you've got a relationship that you're starting right now, it's very obvious. This is what will have you nurture and improve the relationship and set you up for success. And for those of you who fall in the second category, who don't yet have a relationship in mind that you want to use the conscious relationship process with, this is how the conscious relationship container will support you now. It's very likely that one of the main reasons you're not in a relationship right now that you want to deepen, that you want to grow, that you want to nurture, especially a romantic relationship, is because unconsciously you are afraid of being in that relationship because you cannot see how it can be successful. Now remember, successful means your personal definition of success. So for some of you, it could be, I can't see how I can have a romantic relationship that will last in a long-term way that will allow me the independence and freedom that I really desire, or perhaps the level of intimacy and connection that I desire. Understanding how that could be possible for you will be made apparent through the conscious relationship container. And so I highly recommend that for those of you who aren't in a relationship right now, especially a romantic relationship, that this be the first place that we start together. You learning about the conscious relationship container process so that it allows your nervous system, your mind, and also you in general to see how it could be possible for you to have the relationship you desire, to understand that you've got this process that will hold you in any relationship that you enter into. This will allow you to relax and actually open up to welcoming love and romantic partnership in your life. And for those of you who are thinking about applying this to another relationship area in your life, it will do the same thing. It will allow you to feel relaxed and open to entering into conscious relationship and welcoming new people in your life that meet your personal definition for relationship success in those particular relationships and relationship areas. Now, understanding the conscious relationship container is also essential for every single person, no matter what phase of the overall relationship cycle you're in right now. That includes deciding whether to leave a relationship, deciding to leave a relationship and completing a relationship, healing from a relationship completion, attracting a new relationship in your life, or dating, starting a new relationship and improving an existing relationship. This is because when you understand what a conscious relationship looks like in practice, it might set you up to make very different decisions as you meet that current phase of the relationship you're in right now. For instance, if you're deciding whether to leave a relationship right now, but you're not yet aware of what a conscious relationship actually would look like and mean in your life and what it means to practice it, This means you could make a decision about the current relationship you're in right now without having that information, meaning that you might just think you're just in the wrong relationship, which is a very common reason all of our brains give us. And so you then go into another relationship and you find yourself up against the same problems. This is because you haven't practiced a conscious relationship. So you want to make sure you actually implement the conscious relationship container into your relationship and life right now, wherever you are. And then you make decisions about the future of your relationships after you've implemented the conscious relationship container into that specific relationship and in your life. This means you'll make a conscious decision, which will set you up for not having regrets later on after you move out of that relationship. If you're ending a relationship right now and you've already made that decision, you know that it is aligned. Knowing what the conscious relationship container looks like will also set you up for success because it will allow you to think about how you apply this to this particular phase of the relationship cycle. So bringing love and kindness and respect and awareness and intention even to the ending of your relationships. And also allowing your nervous system, your body, your mind, you to feel safe and open to the next relationship in your life. If you're healing from a relationship completion, the same goes. Understanding what practically the conscious relationship container looks like will allow you to reflect on what you've experienced in your last relationship, where that wasn't in alignment with this conscious relationship process, and then it will allow you to understand what you want to look for and work on as you move forward in your next relationship. If you're attracting a new relationship right now or you're dating, this will also allow you to know what you're looking for in terms of a partner or in terms of another person that you want to be in relationship with. Do they have the ability to be in this kind of relationship with you? If you're starting a new relationship, it teaches you exactly from the get-go how to start your relationship consciously and how to set your relationship up for success right from the beginning. Well done. And finally, if you're in an existing relationship right now, understanding the conscious relationship container and process will allow you to implement conscious relationship into your existing relationship right now so that you're nurturing the relationship and setting yourself up to improve and evolve that relationship into the deepest, highest relationship it can be. Now, the conscious relationship container is not only an answer to practically how to practice conscious relationship together. It also sets you up with the tools so that as you're triggered on a day-to-day basis back into your default conditioning and unconscious way of relating, you will have a tool belt that will help you move from that unconscious default place and be aware that you're in it and relating from that into conscious relationship and relating. Finally, the conscious relationship container answers the five biggest fears that most people have about being in romantic relationships and other meaningful relationships in their life. The first fear is the fear that you will grow apart. The way that the conscious relationship container has been designed is to set you up so that both you and your romantic partner or another person you're in relationship with can be yourselves, can grow and evolve at your own pace, in your own direction, and you still remain connected together. The conscious relationship container is set up to allow both you and the other person in the relationship to grow and to support each other's growth and evolution at your own individual rates while still allowing both of you to remain connected. Secondly, the conscious relationship container meets the fear that you and the other person are just too different. You have different needs, different desires. Those needs and desires also change. And so inevitably, you'll just grow apart. No, we are all humans. We have different needs and desires and we grow and evolve, which means we change, which means our needs and desires change, and that is okay. The conscious relationship container allows both you and the other person in it to have different needs and desires, to become aware of what they are and to understand how to support each other and yourself in those different needs and desires. The third fear that most people have unconsciously or consciously about being in relationship with another person is that they will not feel seen and heard. Perhaps they know that they feel seen and heard at the beginning, but then somewhere along the way, they will stop feeling seen and heard by the other person. Well, the way that the conscious relationship container has been created is to teach you how to practically see and hear the other person in the relationship and have yourself seen and heard. This is not something that is dependent on the person you're in relationship with. It is something you learn how to create. You have to understand how to hold that space and be held in that space. And that is what you'll be learning through the conscious relationship container process. Fourthly, you also need to understand how to create intimacy and connection. Now, depending on the type of relationship you're in, this will be sexual or non-sexual. And when you're in a relationship, you need to take connection and intimacy in your own hands. It's not something that just happens, that you can go with the flow. It's something that you have to create, and you've got to focus on creating depth rather than width. So that's a really big unconscious fear for a lot of people, because they believe and they experience, especially in long-term romantic relationships, at a certain point in the relationship, what was once an amazing, thriving sense of connection, intimacy, and sexual connection suddenly starts to become boring. It doesn't do the same thing it used to. It's not working anymore. And many people see this as a problem, and it's just a sign that you've grown apart. But the truth is, you will experience this same pattern in probably every relationship you're in unless you learn how to create connection, intimacy, and that closeness sexually in your relationships. This is something you'll learn how to do in the conscious relationship container. Now, the fifth and final fear that most people have about their relationships is the fear around managing and being in conflict. So many people avoid conflict altogether because they see it as bad. And then on the flip side, there are many people who fight too much and it's just not sustainable or healthy in any way. We all need to learn how to be in conflict and manage conflict in a healthy way, because it is not sustainable in either case. You can't have conflict that isn't managed healthily, and you also can't have conflict that never happens because you kind of implode as a person. We need to learn conscious communication and conscious conflict. And this is something you'll learn how to do in the conscious relationship container. Now, interestingly, when it comes to meeting your needs and desires and also creating intimacy and connection, you will not be able to create the level of intimacy and connection you desire or have your needs and desires met in the depth and to the depth and in the way that you want them to, unless you know how to communicate effectively and manage conflict. So this is something that you will for sure be learning in the conscious relationship container and be given a clear process that allows you to manage conflict. So the conscious relationship container is our solution to all five of these top most common relationship fears. And as you can see, all of these five relationship fears are those top fears that people have about their long-term committed romantic relationships. This is really important to understand because we need to get our romantic relationships right as the first port of call in our life. This is because your romantic relationship is the person you'll spend the most amount of time with in your life. They will be the closest person to you. They will be the place where you will experience the most love, the most intimacy, the most connection. And when you set yourself up right there, you learn the skills in such a deep way, the deepest way possible, which means making all the other relationships and your practice of conscious relationship in the other areas in your life so much easier. So now you understand why we've created the Conscious Relationship Container. Now I want to introduce you to exactly what you'll be learning in this program. The Conscious Relationship Container is an 8-module program where you will be taught how to be in conscious relationship with another person practically so that you overcome these 5 top fears and so that you know exactly how to shift from unconscious relating to conscious relating in every day and every moment of your relationship. Here are the 8 modules and exactly what you'll be learning. In the 8 modules, the first 7 are focused primarily on romantic relationships. The first module is all about the conscious relationship and the top conscious relationship principles and practically how we embody them. The second module is all about the conscious relationship container process. You will learn exactly what the process involves and what it looks like. The third module is all about how you start a conscious relationship with another person, no matter where you are right now in the relationship cycle. The fourth module is all about the practices you will commit to doing in a conscious relationship throughout the life of your relationship. These are regular practices that you will do month on month to ensure that you're coming from love, that you're expanding your awareness, and that you're moving deeply with intention together. The 5th and 6th module are all about your conscious relationship tools. These are the tools that will make up your tool belt so that as you're relating with another person or other people in real time, you'll have these tools to use to shift from unconscious relating into conscious relating. The 7th module is all about how we manage conflict together in a relationship. Learning how to manage conflict is so incredibly important because not only does it help you to manage conflict healthily, it also teaches you how to transmute your relational triggers in the context of a relationship. This allows both you and the other person to work together as a team to step into conscious relationship in real time when you're most triggered, which will happen in all relationships. And then finally, the 8th module is about how we apply the conscious relationship container and process and tools that you've learned in the first 7 modules to the 3 other relationship areas in our life, which are your family relationships, your friendships, and your professional relationships. This is everything you need to enter into conscious relationship with any other person in your life. It is what you need to set yourself up for thriving, successful, satisfying relationships across your life. This is what every romantic relationship needs to set you up for long-term success together. So, my friends, I bet you're wondering, how do you join the Conscious Relationship Container? Well, the Conscious Relationship Container is the first course that we are teaching over at the School of Conscious Relationships and Conscious Relating. You can join today at relatehigher.com/school. And for those of you who are watching this right now as the episode is aired, this means you get to join us as we're teaching the 8 modules, which means you can join the class calls live, which means you can ask questions about the program as it's being delivered, and you have the accountability to go through the program because we're all learning it live with you. Now, many people join courses and they sign up and then they never complete them. But because this is being taught live right now, you will have the accountability of the program and the group to join and work through the curriculum together with. If you're listening to this episode later, after all the classes have already been taught live, you will have access to this course in the archive for the School of Conscious Relationships. And you'll be able to use the coaching calls to come and get all of your questions answered as you go through the program. And you'll be able to use those calls as your accountability container. I'm so excited to teach you this container because it is the number one most favorite exercise that I've ever created and that I personally use in my relationships. So once again, start today, head to relatehigher.com/school, and I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.